Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for the sermon, well, we're starting in the gospel lesson with verses 26 and 27, and then we're going to run off into the Old Testament. Just saying. 26 and 27. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory, and then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. This is the text where we start. And I've got good news and I've got bad news, and I'm going to tell you the bad news first because that's what we do as Lutherans, law and gospel, right? Okay, so here's the bad news. This is all going to be gone. Everything swept away totally. That's what Old Testament said. Lift up your eyes to the heavens, look at the earth beneath. The heavens will vanish like smoke. The earth will wear out like a garment. It's all going to be gone. And then it gets worse. Okay? But let me give you a hint. In the middle of the bad news, there is this secret good news hidden there waiting for us. So here's the rest of the bad news. And they who dwell in it will die in like manner. Uh-oh. You know who that means? It means all of us. We're doomed. As many as have been born into this world, into this mortal nature, this flesh doesn't hold up. Sometimes it will last for 100 years, but that's rare. Doesn't hold up. Everything's decaying. That's what my left elbow, my right ankle, the part of me that digests milk and dairy products, that's what it's telling me. You got something in your body's telling you the same thing. And, you know, a couple weeks ago, we had a youth group outing. That's about a month ago. 2 months ago. And I learned from one of our young people, just confirmed a few years back. Now she's lactose intolerant. Just confirmed. She's barely in high school, and now she has to deal with things in the body breaking down. And then I was... Nicole, you know this fact, don't you? Very vividly, her father had bypass surgery this last week. 4. The whole thing. It's all doomed. That's the bad news. And that bad news reaches every single one of us, and I'm sorry, including Calvin. Yeah. Okay, here's the good news. In the middle of all that bad news, God has hidden this secret thing that can rescue and preserve us through all of that. Old Testament lesson. My justice for a light to the peoples. But you got to know how to read that. For 2 lines down. My salvation has gone out. You know what the Hebrew word for salvation is? Yasha, which they then turn into a name. And the name in Hebrew is Yeshua. And in English it is Jesus. Oh. So there is where God is hiding this refuge, this eternity, this thing that is there for us to grab onto, and actually this Jesus who grabs onto us and says, come along with me. When everything is falling apart and the heavens are going out of existence, the stars, the sun, the moon, when the earth is being swept clean, come along with me, because I've got this eternity to share with you. And come along with me, and we will go into eternity together. And God says it about four times here. My justice, a light to the peoples. Jesus is the justice of God, but it's this justice that turns around, and God says, I will do justice in this interesting way, where when you have suffered everything that this world can deal out to you, my justice comes to you through Jesus Christ, who takes the sin away on the cross and gives you the holiness of God and clothes and robes you in the holiness of God like a baptism garment, the white robe of righteousness from Jesus. Next line, my righteousness draws near. Oh, let's turn back the clock about five centuries. Martin Luther, the righteousness of God, what is it? Is it that God's holy and that should terrify us? And he learns from Scripture, no, the righteousness of God, that's totally different. Here's the definition. The righteousness of God is what God does to make us righteous. The holiness of God is what God does to make us holy. The wisdom of God is what God does to make us wise. The glory of God is what God does to make us glorious. And you ask, so what is it that he does to make us righteous and holy and wise and glorious? And again, same answer. His salvation, his Jesus, coming to bring the righteousness and holiness and wisdom and glory of God so that he can share it all with us and take us out of this unrighteousness, sinfulness, foolishness, and what's the opposite of glory? That. Take us out of all of that and bring us into everything that he is and does as a gift. Okay. Last one. My arms will judge the people. I ask you from the Creed, who is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty? That would be Jesus. So again and again and again, the same message. Over and over and over. And at the end of the Old Testament reading, my salvation will be forever. My righteousness will never be dismayed. In Jesus, this is forever for you. And this message goes from God, and it keeps on coming again and again, over and over and over again, to Abraham, to Moses, to the prophets, until we get to the New Testament, and there's the disciples following Jesus and not really understanding what's going on. And at one point, in the middle of confusion, Jesus asks a question of them, and it's Peter who says this, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. He heard something in Jesus. It's not just words for his time and place. It's not just words for that day. It's not good advice. There's eternity in those words. Jesus comes bringing the word of God. There's eternity. And he takes the eternity and he speaks it into our ears, down into our heart and soul, so that he can put eternity within us. So that when you are connected with the eternal Word of God, I love the first time I asked this question of the congregation, and at the third service there was Wade Tondini sitting there, and I asked, if God puts eternal words in you, what does that make you? Immediately he says, eternal. That's right. And so, in the middle of the bad news of, oh, turn on the television, there's bad news. Go on the internet, there's bad news. Go to the doctor, there's bad news. In the middle of all of that bad news, there is this gospel, this word that comes from God, and it speaks about Jesus the Savior, who takes the sin of the world and carries it to the cross, who takes you and me and calls us to himself, who connects us and binds us with himself by his word in our heart and soul, so that we can be connected with Jesus forever. In the middle of all that bad news, there is that. And Jesus is the good news. And he's coming back. And when he comes back, if you're here on that day, you're still alive on the day Jesus returns, and you look around and you see all these things happening, got a word of advice. He says, know that he's near. See, all of these things happening, Jesus is coming back. And as Jesus comes back, he brings his eternity. And now he's going to make his eternity on that day. He's going to make his eternity not just a thing within the soul that binds us to him. He's going to push it outward so that this body becomes an eternal thing. And his new creation becomes an eternal thing. And there is the life of God and the word of God and the gospel of God and the glory of God, all of it coursing all through us. And that's kind of what goes by a misnomer, a missed name for it. They call it Judgment Day. It's not Judgment Day for us. It's Glory Day. Resurrection Day. It's Now We're Living Forever Day. It's Here's the glory of God, and now I see it all around me, and I look at myself and I see the glory of God in me. And this is what Jesus has done. And all the things that happen in this world, all of the troubles, all of the problems, they're all left behind. And ahead of us stretches out eternity with Jesus, sharing all of what he has to give us. That's enough good news for one day, isn't it? How to finish this? Oh, I think just like this. Christ is risen. Alleluia. Amen.